Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files.
So it takes a long time to tune it with 18 strings.
Musician Larry Porter is tuning his rebab, a short-necked lute with 18 strings. The traditional Afghan instrument has shaped his music since the 70s.
In those days, there was no such concept as world music. There wasn't a category called world music, which is very interesting because today there is. But I started listening to music from around the world, and I got these records from UNESCO and Lyricord and listened to music from Africa and Asia. And it just immediately I fell in love with this kind of music, especially music from Asia.
Larry Porter was born in Cleveland, Ohio. He started to take piano lessons when he was 6 years old and received classical training. By the age of 20, he had moved on to jazz. 2 years later, he relocated to Munich to join the vibrant German jazz scene of the early 70s. In 1976, he left everything behind to travel through Asia.
When I crossed over the border in Afghanistan, things changed drastically. It's a much more underdeveloped country than Turkey or Iran. So all of a sudden you feel about like it's 1,000 years earlier.
One of his strongest memories of Afghanistan, a visit to a tea house in Herat.
So I was sitting there and some people started playing some music with harmonium and tabla and singing. And then this boy came in, 10 years old, and just sang the most passionate, mature music. I just started crying, and he was just a street orphan. You know, I knew at that point, oh, there's something going on here, you know, special.
His trip to Afghanistan changed Larry Porter's musical path. He had the opportunity to study with the renowned rebab master, Ustad Mohammad Omar. Since then, he has been playing the Afghan rebab, developing his own style that combines folk music and classical improvisation. At the same time, Porter has never abandoned his first instrument, the piano. He's toured with respected musicians, including trumpeter Chet Baker, and released numerous jazz records. His music career spans over 30 years and 3 continents. Silk Road Blues is the latest project of the 59-year-old musician. It is the first time he brings together his love of American jazz piano and Afghan rebab.
So the idea was to write music for the two instruments, combine everything I know about jazz, Western music, and Afghan and Indian music, and to come up with some sort of integration that has its own character, its own integrity. And each composition on this CD is a slightly different vantage point of how to do this. And for me, it's just I'm just scratching the surface, basically. It's just the beginning.
Silk Road Blues was written and recorded in Berlin, Larry Porter's home for the last 10 years. The American never returned to Afghanistan, but the music has remained with him. For NPR Berlin and nprberlin.de, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.